that's not helpful. It's fun to think about, but it's not helpful. Hey, Sheldon, we are on a serious time crunch. We can't do this without you. Can you please pull it together?
I'm sorry. Yes, of course.
Thank you.
You should please bear with me if I display symptoms of caffeine withdrawal.
No worries.
You guys stink.
Sorry I flipped out on you. I think it's just hormones.
I think you were mean before you were pregnant, but it's fine.
So, instead of cleaning out the room, why don't we just decide on a theme for the nursery?
Does it really need one?
Of course it does. Didn't your baby room have a theme?
Well, it doubled as my dad's office, and he was a cop, so I guess the theme was bloody homicide photos.
Oh. Mine was Winnie the Pooh. But
anyway, why don't we just take a step back and start with a color, right? There's so many amazing ones. Red, blue, green, purple.
Are you just gonna name all the colors?
Well, not now.
I don't care what color the room is.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to help
you. Well, you're not, so just drop it.
Sorry!
And when Amy started using a solution of chromic acid and white vinegar to clean all her lab equipment, all of a sudden, everybody was doing it.
You trendsetter!
Just the right idea at the right time.
Okay, so Amy's cool, Sheldon's cool. Tell me about Leonard.
Who?
Leonard Hofstadter.
Oh, him. I guess he's all right. Apparently, he tricked some hot girl into marrying him.
That's me. I'm her. And you know, he didn't trick me. He just wore me down.
It makes sense you two are friends. I mean, hot girls always stick together.
You thought this wasn't going to be a great party.
You know, I had no idea. Caltech is exactly like my high school.
Well, it's not exactly like it. And we're all extremely smart.
Wow, you popular girls are mean.
I'm gonna get some coffee. You want some?
You're really going to have caffeine in front of me when I'm trying to get my life back on track?
Okay, let's pretend you do have a problem.
I do.
You don't.
Yeah, but
No, you don't. Well, let's say you do. And don't say you do because you don't. Now, wouldn't you think that throwing yourself into your work would be the best way to deal with it?
With what?
Your problem.
I thought I didn't have a problem.
That was painful to watch.
So, where are we going?
I don't know.
Okay. How Thelma and Luis of us?
Raj. I don't care about anything.
I'm sorry?
It's my baby. I should care about nurseries and colors, and I don't. What's wrong with me?
Well, crime scene photos near your crib spring to mind.
I keep waiting to feel excited, but it's not happening. What if it never happens?
Bernadette, come on. Look, you're overthinking this, okay? You're gonna be an amazing mom. Even if you don't believe it, I know you have maternal instincts.
Once I was supposed to babysit my brothers, our neighbor found them naked in the backyard eating crickets.
Happy and well-fed. You see, that's what I'm taking from that story.
Leonard, can I ask you a question?
Is it about the rotational symmetries you should be figuring out or your fake caffeine problem?
Howard, can I ask you a question?
No.
All right, I'll just toss this out to the room. I was thinking that the best way to fight my addiction is by weaning myself off in steps. Now, I couldn't find a caffeine patch, but I did find what claims to be a mind-boosting caffeine suppository. Now, you know, there's an interesting fact about the rectum.
Sheldon! We are dealing with an impossible deadline from the Air Force because of you, so have an energy drink, don't have an energy drink. Order suppositories and shove them wherever you want, I don't care!
You don't shove them, they come with an Easy Glide applicator.
Right. Listen to me, we can't do anything until you do your part, so get up in front of this whiteboard and do it!
I can't.
Yes, you can!
No, I can't figure out the math. I've been racking my brain for days, and I've got nothing.
Seriously?
I can't do it. I'm not as smart as I think I am. I'm so sorry. This is all my fault.
It's okay. We'll figure something out.
But what if we can't?
It'll be fine. You'll see. Sheldon? Buddy?
When the baby gets here, you gotta teach me that.
Thank you so much, Bert. This was great.
My pleasure. You girls want to take home a 2-gallon tub of potato salad?
I think we're good. Mm.
Okay, well, thanks for coming by. You're nice people.
Well, so are you. In fact, you know what? We will never take you for granted. Did you get that? Granite? Little geology joke.
You need to leave. I'm in love with both of you now.
Okay, bye!
Pull over.
Why? Who are you calling? You're gonna rat me out to Howard, aren't you? You're such a snitch. No wonder I don't like you.
Whoa, I'm calling my dad, okay? He's got experience dealing with pregnant ladies because he's an OBGYN. And experience with crazy ladies because of my mom.
Hello, Rajesh. Are you calling to ask for money?
No.
Are you calling to ask for things that cost money?
No.
Great. What's up?
Okay, this is my friend Bernadette. She's pregnant and she's a bit worried, so I thought maybe you could talk to her.
Of course. What seems to be the trouble?
Something's wrong. I don't care about any of the baby stuff every other mom is so into. Honestly, I'm not even sure I like babies.
Look, some people are baby people and some people are not baby people. It doesn't mean you won't love your own baby.
But I thought I'd be more excited.
Being excited isn't a guarantee of anything. Rajesh's mother was thrilled when she was pregnant with him. After he was born, she doted on his every move. And you know what happened? He broke a heart, moved halfway around the world, and dates only poor white women. So, you never know.
Thank you. I feel better now.
But I don't!
Good. Bernadette, I hope you have a daughter.
I don't really know how to say this.
Well, you could try starting with sir.
Right. Sorry, sir.